Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
This is Lock and Load. Now we're going to do Think, Aim, Fire with investigative reporter Lee Williams and young Bob Keller from Gamut Resolution. Good afternoon, guys.
Hey, man. How are you? When we last left you, Bill, you posed a question about the accelerator.
Right.
I had never heard of it. Bob had recently heard of it. Bob, what is it? Is it worth the money? Does it work?
I don't know if they work. I've never tried one. You mentioned it was funny because I, like, 4 days prior to that or 3 days prior to that, I had someone in my class that had one on a staccato. And it's a competition thing.
Okay.
You can put your left thumb on it, your right hand shooter, put your left thumb on it just so you can drive have better pressure on the gun so you're not getting as much muzzle flip. So I don't, I've never used it. I've never got into competition stuff. All my guns are usually stock, or what I'd be carrying. So yeah, I've heard of it, but I really can't talk smart about them because I haven't actually used them.
How does it fit in the holster?
So did you look it up?
No, I didn't do it with other stuff.
And I didn't even, I thought, because I've seen them on race guns before.
It mounts on the flat. You got to have a flashlight mounted underneath it. It mounts, I think, on this. It mounts really well on the Streamlight TLR 7 Alpha, and it folds up.
Yeah, exactly. So I didn't even think about it. I've seen them before. I figured the holster was just set up for it. I didn't even look. They were loading up or on break or something, and someone was asking about it and asked that, and he like showed how it folds up like when you shove it in the holster. It's like,
oh, no kidding.
Well, look at that. I don't think like competition guns in the past like that have those. Like, I can't remember what the heck we used to call them. Competition guys have a lot of them use that, and I can't remember what you used to call them, but I don't think they ever fold it up. So yeah, this one actually, when you shove it in the holster, it folds up, and then when you come out of the holster, it comes back down.
Well, I got to tell you, I can kind of envision how that would help. You know, so it's your left hand helping hold the barrel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of people, when they ride up on the slide, not on the slide, but on the frame, as they shoot, it kind of pops off the gun every time. So by having it a little bit off and then pressing down, it's supposed to keep your hand on the gun better. And again, I've never used them, but you're supposed to be able to push down on it to alleviate some of the muzzle flip.
Yeah, from the staccato, which is designed to mitigate. How much muzzle flip do you have on your C2 there, Lee?
None.
How much muzzle flip do you have on your CS there, there, Bob?
Not much, but we kind of know how to. We know how to shoot.
Yeah.
Any gun will have that if you don't know how to shoot.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a moving part that could stop moving because I presume it's spring loaded, right? What happens if the spring goes bad and you try to reholster it? And now you got this deployed and it won't go in.
Well, I didn't research or look at it. I just happened to. It was funny you said it because I just seen it. But I don't. Is that just for staccato, or can you put it on any pistol? The only reason I ask is because I've never seen them, never saw one in the class before, and the guy who had it on a staccato. So I didn't know if it was just for them or what.
See, interesting. I want to ask a question to Mr. Keller, if I may.
Of course.
So with these guns, Bob, when people come with these guns and everything, now a gun like the Staccato CS, small gun, right, but still big enough, full grip, right, all that good stuff. And yet you see people, they get out there, Staccato says, this is a gun designed for full concealability, the easiest, smallest gun to find, full size with all that Staccato goodness. And then you start having these accessory companies that come out with a magwell, and you got to put a flashlight on it. Then you got to put an accelerator on it. Of course, it's got to have an optic. And before long, you've taken what was a really small package, which was very shootable to begin with, and you've turned it into a Wheaties box.
which is going to be the case for any pistol when you start putting stuff on it.
Right. Well, I mean, I started noticing that with this, with the SIG P365, the smallest gun, miraculous. But we got to put all this stuff on it so we can shoot it. Oh, okay. All right. Anyway, I just wanted to ask that question.
That's 100% what happens. And the same thing with the rifle.
Right.
We got a couple of, updates. Last week we talked about this Democrat anti-militia bill. I actually did a story on it. It came out today. I found out what they're making illegal if this, God forbid, this bill ever gets to Biden's desk. They're saying it would be illegal to publicly patrol, drilling, or engage in harmful or deadly paramilitary techniques, or to train to engage in such behavior.
Oh.
Yeah, what you're going to say.
Well, what's the, like, all that? Be what you just said. What is the fine print on that?
Here's the thing. I asked the question.
I mean, that would be subjective, right?
Yeah, I asked the question. Is it CQB? What about movement? What about transitioning? Malfunction drills, offhand shooting. Could that? You know, what about punching plain old holes?
That's probably what they're talking about, and that's what I mean. Like the fine print of that would probably be like you pull the trigger on the gun. Well, that's training to harm someone or something.
Well, I read the entire bill, and they don't get into the fine print, so they're leaving all of this up
to federal
prosecutors to determine.
Yeah, that's stupid.
So right now it wouldn't get through the House. I don't know about the Senate, but because they're gauging this whole thing in the guise of January 6th and the
absolutely they are.
And they mentioned Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers, so I just had to let everybody know about this, because this thing is solely designed for one purpose, to infringe on training, you know? That's it. And they want to put you out of business.
Yep.
So read that if you want. I think it's crazy. I've never seen anything like it. We were also right on the Lake City Ammo Plant. Remember we mentioned that? The New York Times did this big hit piece on the plant that's been around since World War II. And now the Dems are pressuring Biden to close it down. All 28 Republican attorneys general had to send a letter to the White House to stop them from trying to close this plant. I mean, I can't even imagine how many jobs they'd lose.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And we've all probably shot Lake City.
Yeah.
Never had an issue with it.
Just crazy.
I know.
I don't know how you read all this stuff and know all this stuff and not stay sane. That's why I stay out of it. Because once I hear more, it just makes me more angry.
It's called bourbon. That's usually takes the edge off.
True.
And then good news like we had just the other day, my employer, Second Amendment Foundation, we sued the Attorney General Garland and the directors of both FBI and ATF.
I tell you what, hang on right there, Lee. Finish the story.
You got it.
I was too busy listening that I looked down at the clock. I was like, this is Think Game Fire. We'll be right back. This is also Lock and Load.
Mm-hmm.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and this is also Thinking Fires. We are listening to, or speaking with, Lee Williams and Bob Keller, and you were about to go into talking about Merrick Garland, so please finish that story. Please, sir.
My employer, the Second Amendment Foundation, just sued the Attorney General, Merrick Garland, the directors of the FBI and the ATF, in an attempt to restore the Second Amendment rights of medical marijuana users. And I am kind of proud of that. I mean, we all know veterans who use marijuana medicinally and it works for them. No reason they should have to give up their Second Amendment rights.
Did you see that? Did you see that story coming out of California where the girl took two bong hits and then stabbed her boyfriend 108 times? I said she went psychotic with marijuana.
Yeah, she got probation.
Probation, that's right, and community service. I'm moving to California. Yeah. She involuntarily stabbed 108 times.
I got a question for you before we get to Bob's questions.
Well,
a bunch.
Yes, sir.
I've been asked by a couple of people. I haven't had time to research it. What's Nikki Haley like out of Georgia? She comes from your area.
Well, she when she was governor of South Carolina, that was she made a great deal about going to the FN headquarters and shooting guns in heels. She has publicly come out against red flag laws. She hasn't really done too much one way or the other, up or down. Given some of her other positions on certain things like digital ID and the fact that she has a plurality of Democrats and independents that liked her in New Hampshire versus any Republicans, I look at her with a very jaundiced eye. When she was governor of South Carolina, her chief of staff, Chris Pearson, would call a consultant, a political consultant named John Lerner in Virginia every day to ask him what they should do to increase her national name recognition.
Okay. So
she's been grooming herself for quite some time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that answers that.
Yeah.
Okay, we got a bunch here, Bob. Please ask Bob to talk about his field craft class. Is this new? I thought I'd taken all of his classes. The survival kit list on the course description, by the way, is the best I've ever seen. You're teaching field craft now.
No. That was like one time. It's just, I'm not teaching it. It's just like a shooting thing. Bring another instructor. Some of it's shooting, some of it's field craft or survival skills. I might have done two of those. I haven't done one in at least 2 years now.
Okay.
So yeah, it's still on the courses that I have. I think it's up on my website. So that's not the first time I've been asked about that class, but I don't have one on the schedule for 2024.
Well, oh, that's too bad. I was looking through this list of the survival kit. It's pretty comprehensive, brother. Do they get a chance to use it?
Yeah. Yep. Anything, if you don't know anything about survival or even taking a class like that is even good for people that never went out and started a fire or camped, you know?
Yeah.
It's all survival skills. Kind of, I would say it's like my shooting. It's all basic stuff, but a lot of people have never done that. So stuff like that is good. That's why I put that class together. I haven't done it. When you're doing classes with other instructors, it's hard to set up days that actually work for both instructors, you know?
Well, I would encourage people to go to Gamut Resolutions and look at your courses just for this list alone. It's pretty comprehensive. I like the fact they're calling for the contractor grade garbage bags. Those things are magic.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew asks, any way you could break down what I'll need to get started with night vision? If you can ballpark the cost too, that would be very cool. Also, should I consider thermals? Oh God, I have no idea about prices, Bob.
I don't either. But, the whole night vision thing. We talked about it last week.
Yeah,
kind of, right? When it was about the helmet. Yeah, I'm definitely not the person to ask. I think you guys probably know more about it than I do. It was like when I was at the unit, I used what I was issued. You know? I mean, we have the absolute best stuff, but I didn't know how it was made. I didn't know where it came from. I didn't know how much it was. So I don't even know like good companies to send you to for that. People that are like specifically specializing in night vision classes, that's who I would hit up. They're going to at least know the good brands to go to.
Okay.
If you're asking dual tubes, one tube, I think either one will work. It comes down to budget. I know, like a decent setup, not like top of the line stuff. Everything included, because then you got to look into helmets, you got to look into the mounts, you got to look into all the other thing that goes into just the mods. I mean, you're looking at $20,000 easy.
Oh,
for a decent setup, you know. Now you want? I mean, I think I'm pretty sure they're selling panels now, like the four tube.
Yeah.
So who knows how much those things are going for.
So if you can afford to go out and buy a new pickup with money in your bank account, then you can consider.
Yeah, it's a pricey thing to do. And is it worth it? I mean, I think most people end up buying them. They get into it for a couple of weeks or a month, or they go out and shoot at night a couple of times, and then it becomes it's staying in the locker. It's not. And if you're just going to the range to use them. I mean, like if you're hunting with them and you actually get use for it, great. The only time it's going to make sense to have it, and I think that's what we hit on last week or another episode, is like if everything went to crap in America and there was like Civil War and you had nods, you 100% have the advantage. Then you will be glad you spent the $30,000-$40,000 on them, or $20,000-$40,000. But if that doesn't happen, I mean, you're going to the range and shooting at night, usually by yourself because not many people have them. And what are you training on?
I mean,
shooting. So, like walking around your backyard or driving around somewhere where on someone's property is training enough. You don't actually have to shoot it. So yeah, people ask me all the time, is it worth buying? Like, if you have the money, you want them, and you're gonna hunt with them, awesome. If it's something that you're prepping for something bad to happen in America, and it does, then absolutely it's gonna be worth the money because if you're going up against someone that doesn't have them, you're not gonna lose.
Well, hang on right there, if you will. Hang on, if you will.
Okay.
Bob Keller, he runs Gamut Resolutions. Lee Williams is the investigative reporter at SecondAmendmentFoundation.org. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. A Manhattan federal jury concluded Friday that former President Donald Trump is liable to pay $83.3 million to writer E. Jean Carroll. That's for public statements he made in 2019, which disparaged Carroll and denied her rape allegations. The White House is upholding its support for Israel in response to the International Court of Justice's ruling, which calls on Israel to minimize the civilian death toll in Gaza. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the court's decision aligns with the administration's stance that Israel should reduce civilian casualties in its conflict with Hamas. The U.S. is intensifying efforts to secure the release of remaining hostages held by Hamas in Gaza. CIA Director William Burns is scheduled to meet with officials from Israel and Qatar this weekend amid the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Welcome back. This is Think Game Fire, talking to Bob Keller and Lee Williams. We were just talking about night vision, although last week when you were talking about night vision, Bob, you said if you have to choose between night vision and a laser sight, get the laser sight. You're going to that's still, you still believe that?
No. I was talking about laser for the pre-night vision.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, well, like if you're buying night vision, 100% get an AR, IR laser. 100%. Like, don't buy the nods and then think you're going to shoot through the glass and pick up red dot. Which, I mean, you can do, but it's worth the money to buy a laser if you have night vision.
Well, I disagree with you on one point. If I bought night vision for $20,000, I wouldn't throw them in the locker. I'd get rid of all my light bulbs and I'd wear the damn things around the house. I'd watch TV in them.
I'm telling you, though, everyone gets into it. And they buy them and they're using them, like, you know, for a couple of weeks or a month. And then all of a sudden it's like, I'm just, you know, you'll see them sitting there. And, do I want to go shoot at night? Do I want to put these things on and walk around? And it usually ends up being no.
Well, your earlier comment about the Civil War gave us a good segue. Anonymous asks, there's a standoff right now in Texas between the feds and the Texas National
Guard. No, yeah, I did see that.
Do you think Slow Joe will federalize the National Guard if Joe sends active duty troops to the border? Do you think they would fight each other? I guess what I'm asking is, are we headed toward a civil war? I don't think our troops are going to fight each other, the National Guard and active duty. No way in hell.
And there's no way, yeah. I mean, that's I don't even know how you would say it. The apostasy cumatatis, you know, allow.
Yeah.
That's never going to happen. I think it should happen for stuff like we did, you know, to help out the FBI, the CIA, or like local SWAT teams on big things. I think I'm always saying that we should be able to do that, kind of like the Brits are able to do it overseas. But for something like that, if you're asking me, not going to happen.
I totally agree.
If he did it, it would make Bundy Ranch look like a romper room reunion.
Yeah, right. It would, oh, it God. Would be pretty.
I mean, he can federalize the National Guard with the stroke of a pen, or in his case, a crayon.
Yeah.
And that's what's scary. You know, we've been doing this for a while on several venues, and I never asked you this. Anonymous, and this is a great question. Very short and simple. Anonymous asks, how difficult was it to get into the unit?
It was just to get a shot at selection, it was a real pain in the butt.
Oh, so
just all the paperwork. I mean, it was like, for me, it was probably harder because I hate doing paperwork stuff. But yeah, like getting everything in order, I swear, and I've said this since I was there, like that's actually the beginning of selection, is all the stuff that you need to get together for your packet. This thing is a big packet. I mean, it is huge on the amount of stuff that you got to go through to submit before even like getting selected to go to selection. Like it was a big pain in the ass. So I think a lot of people right off the bat, including myself, like when I'm filling out this stuff and trying to find all the stuff they're asking for, I mean, there were points I was like, is it even worth it? Like that's how crazy it was just to go to selection. So,
oh my God.
Yes, just to get a chance at it, it's hard, very hard, because they're going through your packet before even letting you go to selection. It's not like just raising your hand and be like, yep, I want to go selection. And then you're going. I mean, anyone can do that, but you still got to turn in your packet. They're going through your packet to even give you the chance. You know, the email that says, okay, you're invited to come to selection. So yes, it was a big pain in the butt. It is very hard.
And then once you got there?
Once I got to selection?
Yeah, how difficult was that?
To me, selection was pretty easy, every time I say that, I'm like, people got to be thinking, all right, this guy's real cocky, or he's being I can't swear, so I don't even know what the word come up with, Bill.
Well, how old were you?
24, so 24.
Well, of course, it was easy for you. It was easy for you. That would have been easy for me if I could have got in.
No, I was probably 35.
35?
34, 35.
What were you, an insane person?
but selection for me was actually really easy. And I don't want to take that away from anyone else that said that was the hardest thing they've done, because it might have been, but... I just said it last week in another podcast, that like I overtrained for everything, so like... not one time at selection did I even get a hot spot. So usually your hot spot on your foot, that's right before you get a blister.
Right.
Like, I didn't even get a hot spot. Because I had done so much rucking in multiple pairs of boots to know that, like, no matter what I was doing, I'm not getting a blister. And I didn't. And then I had overtrained on the amount of miles I had done, how fast I was doing things. I already knew how to land a nav. So, like, to me, it was actually an enjoyable walk in the woods. I mean, you're out there in beautiful country by yourself doing land app. To me, that was fun. And because I'd overtrained on the rucking part, I was never really that exhausted.
Were you one of those guys that would throw two 45-pound plates in your ruck and take off running?
Yeah, that's what I did my whole career.
Don't you just hate that kind of thing?
No.
Yeah, I just can't stand it.
You know, it was like one of those things that I tell people before going to selection. Like if they're saying you got to have a 40-pound ruck, I would ruck with an 80-pound.
Right.
If I knew I had to do a 20-mile ruck, I would do a 40-mile ruck. Like I went past the standard at least double, just so I knew if I had a bad day or if I missed a point, I had to like pick it up. Like pick up the speed, it wouldn't affect me at the end. Where a lot of people train the standard, and then when they have that bad day, they think they're just going to suck it up. You know, and they're like, oh, I'll just rise to the occasion and suck it up and fight through it. Well, you know, if you're doing that on your fifth day and being out there, you're not going to have any gas left if you were just training the standard. So I overtrained for the thing, and it was, so once I got there, it was pretty easy. You know, once I got through the actual board, then it was easy, then it was just OTC after that. So It was actually enjoyable.
How bad were the boards?
Not as bad as I had heard. Yeah, I mean, it was a bunch of questions. I answered them, and they said congratulations. So it was, again, even that was like the scariest part for me, because I knew physically I was set, but I just didn't know what the questions would be. So once I was in there and they asked, it was done. I was like, well, that wasn't too bad. Where I was before, that was what I was worrying about. So, well, yeah, I'm the worst person to ask about selection because I actually enjoy it.
You heard it here first, folks. Selection is easy.
Yeah. Exactly. That's why I hate saying that, but it's like, I don't want to lie. I don't want to lie and be like, oh, yeah, it was the hardest thing I ever did, because it wasn't. But for some people, that would have been like a life accomplishment, you know?
Was it rougher than Ranger School?
No.
Okay.
Now that I'm older and more affluent, could I pay some young guy to carry my ruck for me and get certified that way?
You can hire anyone to do anything.
That's thinking on my feet, Bob. What about?
Hey, good luck finding a young person to do that, though, Bill.
Money.
Because they're probably on their video game.
Money.
Yeah, no kidding.
Anyway, we're coming up on the next break. Bob runs a place called Gamut Resolutions. This is where he will teach you to be all that you can be in the setting in which he teaches it to you. Lee is, first of all, he writes at thegunwriter.substack.com. He also writes at armedamericannews.com, and he is the lone reporter at the Second Amendment Foundation Investigative Reporter Project. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line.
They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Shahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Last time on the firing line. This is Lock and Load, and this is also Think, Aim, Fire with Lee Williams and Bob Keller. I think we're. Is it time for the next question? Did I interrupt the
yeah,
time?
Yeah, it is. Actually, Kyle has three EQB questions. And I like the first one. Is there a difference between the CQB Tier 1 guys use and the CQB tactics in use by regular Army units?
Like Cookmaster CQB, probably not. But I have not seen. I've never like trained with a regular duty unit to see what they're doing or seen any kind of curriculum that they're putting out. But I would assume yes, it's the exact same. I mean, CQB is easy. I mean, it's first guy goes left, the next guy goes right. It's left, right, every time you're going through. If they're not doing sectors of fire, then it would be different because we're real big on sectors of fire as you're coming in. But the flow-wise, so where it's different is the speed of what we're doing it at and being able to clear rooms, so like Bookmaster CQB or what I would assume I teach in the regular Army, like you're going to your point of domination no matter what. You're clearing your corners. We don't. When you get to a team, you're not doing that. If you can clear the whole room with your eyes, well, then why would I have to go in the room, right? I'm going to turn around and go to the next room or my next frickin' work. So the actual book answer CQB, I think, is you're going to be the same across the board. It's the same thing that all the SWAT guys I teach that have been taught. Getting your sectors down, again, getting your shooting down, and then being able to clear things faster with your eyes instead of clearing them like with your body. Like, I guess looking at the CQB, if you go right, you're going down and then you get your cornfields instead of sunbeams, whatever. But if you go right, you're going to your point of domination. You're going all the way to the corner. So as you're going to the corner, you're clearing that, and then you're clearing your sector from there. But if I can clear that with my eyes, why the heck would I go all the way to the corner? Right?
Yeah, exactly.
So usually when we do like on a team, it'll very seldom you get more than two people in a room. Because once the one and two men go in, they've already cleared both sides of the room. So they're already breaking down, turning around and getting out of that room to go to the next work. So as three and four men see that, they don't even come in the room and they just go right to the next door. It's very fast, but we're still clearing the room. It's just we're doing it live.
His second question, what's the status of Bob's shoot house?
There is none.
Okay. I like this last one. Would Bob consider teaching a basic CQB class for civilians with blue guns? without LiveWire or Sims? If yes, how can I make this happen?
I would never say no. I have not done that. It's always been LE or agencies. So the right place, right shootout, and the right people. I'm not going to say I wouldn't say no to it.
You're talking to like a private class, though.
Yeah, 100% have to be a private class. I have to know who it was, and I have to know that they're vetting the right people and they have all the right gear.
Yeah.
So yeah, I wouldn't say no to that.
Anonymous, do you guys have any tips for someone who wants to start writing gun and gear reviews?
That's all you, Lee.
Well, I think, yeah, if you're going to start, you're probably going to have to start buying the stuff you're going to review. I mean, you got to be around for a while before they're going to start sending you stuff for free.
I
go back to what Tom Gresham said to me not too long ago. We were talking, I was on a show, and he used to publish outdoor magazines, and he had this guy that would send him in all these stories that he'd written, and Tom would crap can him and send him story after story, and Tom never ran one of them. And the dude ended up calling him up and said, "Hey, why aren't you running my stuff? I've got 20 years of this, 20 years pushing a car, all this military. I'm super technical. You know, I know all this about guns, been around guns my whole life." And he goes, "Hey, man, it's not your experience, it's your writing."
Yep. I definitely see that.
And that's kind of always stuck with me. So work on your writing, too. It's one thing to be really good at knowing the stuff, but if you can't communicate.
Exactly.
Well,
it'd be like me doing reviews. I can't write.
Yeah, you can. I've read the writing.
Can I interject there a little bit?
Yeah.
So on a regular basis, in whatever venue I'm on, somehow, some way, somebody's going to contact me, and they're going to want to send me stuff to look at. Or they're going to want to send me, they're going to want to tell me that I need to go watch this YouTube channel, or I need to do this, and I need to do that. And the problem with that is twofold. First of all, it's like me getting out there and bugging you all the time about, "Lee, have you written about this?" Well, why haven't you? I mean, this is an important thing, Lee. Well, you probably write the things that interest you, and you publish them, right? And that's the way you do media. You don't get out there and say, "What's everybody going to want to read?" You say, "What's Lee going to want to write?" And you write it. And for me, when somebody says, "Have you looked at this? You should look at this," then you know what you were talking about. Well, that's sort of insulting. And two, if I get out there and I go look at another source, this is why I don't look at any sources. I don't listen to anybody.
I don't either.
Hey, I don't either.
I do that way because if somebody comes at me and says, "You took that from so-and-so," I can say, "No, I didn't," because I didn't.
Yep.
So that's why. And as far as how would you go about becoming a reviewer? Well, like you said, you're going to have to write. You're going to have to go buy it. Then you're going to have to review it. Then you have to make sure that whoever, like, say it's Staccato. So you do a Staccato review, find out who you can send it to at Staccato and send it to them.
And I can't tell you the amount of wackiness that I've received to review, which is something that you guys have never read because, I mean, firearm industry is huge and everybody's looking to cash in. And some of the stuff that I've received, send it right back or throw it away. It's crazy. And I got a really good question here. I want to make sure we have time for Bill. Do we have time?
You do. Go. Got 2 minutes.
Mike K says, "I would never ask you guys to recommend a handgun or a rifle, but does Bob know what most people are bringing to his classes?"
Huh.
I love this question.
Huh. I like that.
It would have to be Glock all day long. If you're looking at the majority of guns or the pistols that are coming, would be a Glock. I mean, everyone has Glocks, right? The second, I couldn't even do that. I don't know what the second one would be. I am
very surprised on how many staccatos are showing up in my classes, and that just might be people know my background, so I might be getting a little bit more experienced shooters, so then that's why they're buying staccatos. But it'd be Glock, and then it'd be, I'd have to, in the last year, I'd have to say staccato to be close second.
What about rifles?
That's a good one too. I guess if I had to put, if I had to put a name on it for the amount of, or what would be the most I see, it would probably be Daniel Offense.
Okay.
Wow. Pretty
not
nice.
Cheap. Not cheap.
Need, every time somebody shows up with staccato, you need to like take a picture with them, a selfie, and then make a big montage.
I should have been doing that from day one.
Make a big montage sure. with all the selfies, and then get on the email and go, "Dear Staccato, I think it may be time to renegotiate our agreement. Please, please see all people that have bought staccatos because of me."
Funny.
We're running out of time.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay. We'll save it for next week.
Well, it worked out pretty good this way. Finally, online, thegunwriter.substack.com, armedamericannews.com, saf.org. Bob Keller, go book a class with him. Go book a class at Gamut Resolutions. Go learn from somebody that he will teach you the practical fundamentals that he drives home. Thank you for joining me today, guys.
Fun.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fun.
It's fun. Thank you for joining me today, guys.
Thanks. Back
to you. Be back on Monday. It's never been about gun control. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.